Chapter 4. Hans went further down the tunnel. My uncle and I went to sleep. Hans came back an hour later and woke my uncle. "Water," he said. Hans led us down to where a roar came from. I didn't see a spring.
"That roar is fast flowing water," said Professor Leidenbrock.
Hans put his hand and ear on the rock. He listened to the sound of the water. He stopped where the sound was loudest. He took a pickaxe and made a hole in the rock. Water came out. It hit Hans in the face. It was boiling water. The water created a stream and cooled down. We drank and filled our water bottles.
"We will call this place Hansbach," said my uncle, because Hans had saved us.
When our bottles were full and we had drunk enough, we went to sleep. In the morning, we followed our new stream. It was flowing down to the centre of the earth. We used climbing ropes to go down the steepest parts of the path. We kept drinking from the stream.
"I think we're no longer under Iceland," I said.
"Oh," said my uncle.
"I think we're now under the sea," I said.
"You're right," said my uncle. We walked on. We found a large grotto where we ate breakfast and looked at the map of our journey. My uncle made a map of the route that we had taken. We walked on. I was in front. I stopped and looked around. My uncle and Hans were gone. I was lost. I tried to find my way back. "I can find them if I follow the stream," I thought. I walked backwards and forwards to find the stream, but I couldn't find the stream. I was very worried. I prayed and felt calmer. I had food for 3 days and a full water bottle. I had to make a choice between going up or going down. I went up. I walked and met a dead end. I was upset as I was lost. "I'll die down here," I thought. I fell to my knees. I dropped my lamp. It broke. I started to panic. It was getting darker in the tunnel until it was black. I got to my feet. I ran through the tunnels. I was crying and screaming. I ran into walls and cut my face and arms. I kept running. I hit my head. I passed out. I lost a lot of blood. I woke up in the dark and heard voices. It was an echo that was coming down the tunnel.
"Uncle Leidenbrock," I said.
I waited to hear a response.
"Axel, Axel, is that you?" he asked.
"Yes, I'm hurt."
"Don't worry, we'll find you,"
my uncle said. I got up and tried to walk towards the sound of my uncle's voice. I fell down a hole. I woke up. My uncle was watching me.
"He's alive!" my uncle shouted.
My head was bandaged.
"You found me," I said.
"Yes, you need to rest. We were very worried about you. We looked for you for a long time. Thank God we found you.
Now go back to sleep," my uncle said.
I woke up the next day. We were in a grotto. The lamps weren't lit, but there was light in the grotto. My uncle made breakfast, and we all ate together.
"What's that light?
Have we gone back to the Earth's surface?" I asked. I was hoping we were going home.
"No, there's something I want to show you, but you need to rest," my uncle said.
"No, show me now," I said. My uncle knew I wasn't going to rest. Hans and my uncle took me to show me what they found. There was a strong wind and the sea.
"The Leidenbrock Sea," said my uncle.
There was a beach with golden sand on it. There were shells on the sand. There were waves, foam and spray from the sea. The cavern that opened out to the sea had light. The light ran over the rock like the northern lights. It was like electricity lighting up the roof of the cavern. There were clouds, too. We walked around the shore.
I saw the Hansbach stream. I looked around the cavern. There was a forest on the top of some rocks. The trees were all mushrooms. They were 8 or 9 feet wide at the top and 30 or 40 feet tall. We walked on. There were shrubs by the sea and bones on the ground. They were the bones of dinosaurs. There might be more dinosaurs that are still alive, I said. I looked around and listened. We were the only ones there. We sat and watched the tide. It rose 10 feet. My uncle got out his map and said, "We have travelled a long way. I think we are now underneath Scotland. What are we going to do now? Are we going back?" I asked. "Going back? No, we're going forward. Everything's going so well," he said.